Welcome to Coin Cafe for the 27th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. I'm Pastor Dali Valverde. Welcome. This is Coin Cafe. This is Wednesday of Holy Week, and we're looking at the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 21 to 32. The devotion was called, "One of You Will Betray Me." One of you will betray me. Are you ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 21. After he had said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "Very truly, I tell you, one of you is going to betray me." His disciples stared at one another at a loss to know which of them he meant. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, "Ask him which one he means." Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus told him, "What you are about to do, do quickly." But no one at the meal understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the festival or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once." This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, again, happy Wednesday of Holy Week to you, dear friend. The truth is that Friday is almost upon us, but Sunday's coming. May we be in prayer so that the fullness of all spiritual blessings be ours on each of these special and holy days. And as we pray, let us lift up some concerns that have been shared with us. One of these is very special to us because this woman is the daughter of a dear friend of mine, a longtime friend of mine, Mr. David Marroquin. His daughter's name is Mrs. Cynthia, or Cindy Marroquin Baldwin. And she's going through a tough time. She's got some tough medical challenges coming to her and her body because Cindy suffers from cystic fibrosis and needs our prayers for the challenges that have come her way. As she has suffered, so has David, and so has the whole family. And so we just ask that God give them strength, that God give Cindy healing and strength. May God make her body strong, and may God give his strength to all the family members that they may be alongside her during this difficult journey. Also, prayers for this old man. I've had some severe leg pain since about March 3rd. I thought it was possible blood clots from our trip home from our anniversary vacation that we took. And we took a 4-hour plane ride from Orlando here, and then we got straight in the car and drove to Houston to await the arrival of our newest grandson, and started hurting around that night or early the next morning. And I feared blood clots, but those were ruled out thanks to a sonogram that was done at an ER here in Houston earlier today. I await a follow-up with my doctor back in Gonzales, and I just asked that God would remove the pain that I have in my leg. Because of that, I wasn't able to write a devotional last night. And so let us be in prayer for one another, pray for those that have been asked to pray for. But let's also praise and thank God for the improvement of a couple of brothers for whom we have been praying. Remember the college student, Mr. Jack Mincer, who was moved, who was in NICU, or not NICU, but in ICU, neurological ICU. He's been moved out of ICU and into a regular neural room. He has had, thank God, no additional swelling. And he is responsive. Also, our friend, Mr. Eddie Munoz, is recovering well with some pain, as was expected, but we're thankful for his recovery. And again, I'm reminded, why do we pray? Because God answers prayer. Netflix has a new movie that Nellie and I watched last night. It was called Shirley. It's about Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm of New York, who in 1972 was elected, or in 1972 ran for president. She was the first black woman elected to Congress, and she had said early on in her career as a congresswoman that if voters in Florida, remember she's from New York, but voters in Florida were very impressed with her and wanted her to run for president. She said, well, if you will raise at least $5,000, then I will put my name on the primary ballot for this coming election. Well, they raised $10,000. No spoilers. But when it came down to the convention, her nearest and dearest friend and colleague in the Congress, who had voted and promised to support her for at least the first ballot, went on national television before the first ballot and urged his followers to switch their support for the man that was the front runner in that balloting. It was an awkward moment for Shirley, and as you can imagine, it angered all of her inner circle. The anger was such that Shirley urged them to forgive him, for that was the only thing they owed him. Ouch. I wondered how I would have responded, and I wonder how you would have responded. Interestingly enough, she and this gentleman were still close friends for the rest of their lives. Well, Jesus, on the night when he had just dined with his disciples, as John writes, was troubled in spirit and testified, "Very truly I tell you," in other words, I'm not lying, this is the truth, one of you is going to betray me. Ouch again. Jesus knew who it was, for he knew all things. And it reminded me of the late Sam Kennison, who was a former evangelist turned comedian, who had a bit about how difficult it was for the disciples to call in sick. Sam goes and he acts like he's on the phone. He says, "Hey, Jesus," he said, "some of us went fishing last night and we forgot our sweaters, so we're coming down with something, so we won't be able to join you on your trip to Jerusalem." "What? Oh, we've been healed? Okay, we'll see you down there right away." The disciples didn't know who it was. As they heard Jesus say this, they wanted to know who it was. I suspect they feared that it might be one of them. Simon even urged John Mark to be bold and to ask who it might be. Jesus answered it would be the one who received the dipped bread he was about to dip in the dish. Once dipped, Jesus hands it to Judas Iscariot, who is told by the Lord, "What you're about to do, do quickly." The others believed, since Judas was the treasurer of the group, that Jesus meant for him to go and settle the bill for the coming festival. But he knew what it meant, and he went and did it. He betrayed Jesus. Now, friends, we can't sit here and smile smugly about how innocent we are, because we all have, in our own way, betrayed Jesus. We may not have intended to. And it might even be right now that we realize, yes, we have indeed betrayed Jesus, our Lord, like Judas. But we might have been more guilty than Judas in our actions and in our not holding to what we said we would do or who we said we would be when we first accepted him as our Lord and Savior. But as Jesus said, God was still glorified, and he is even, with our unfaithfulness to him and the many times we have hurt him, still able to be glorified, even now, and more so coming Sunday when we celebrate his resurrection. May it be a day when he's truly, truly glorified in us, in our churches, in our homes, in our workplaces, in our places of study and play. Because friends, you and I have been forgiven of all that we've said, thought, or done against Jesus. That sin, or better said, for me, those sins have been thrown in together with the sins and iniquity that God says in the book of Micah in the Old Testament, that they've been thrown into the deepest part of the sea. And as the disciple John, as he was writing Revelation, said, the day is coming when the sea will be no more. Can you imagine? The sea holds all those sins and iniquities we have committed against him, and the day is coming when the sea will be no more. And then the psalmist wrote in Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And a teacher once, using a globe to illustrate this, he showed the globe and he began to travel east to west. And he said, you never really reach the end of getting from east to west. But then, using his fingers to move from north to south, he says, you do when you're going from north to south. But east to west, that's how far God has taken our sins from us. And that, dear friends, good news. Good news. Let's pray. Loving and awesome God, thank you for forgiving us even when we have been just like Judas or worse in our attitudes and actions against you and against one another. Yet you still love us and you still forget us. We shake our heads in disbelief, but make us worthy, dear Father, and help us glorify you. In Christ Jesus' strong and powerful name we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great, blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Make your life count in giving yourself to others for their good. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May he protect you and guard you and bless you in wonderful, unexpected ways. If this has blessed you, pass it on. We want to win the world for Jesus Christ. Click all the buttons there. Thumbs up, like, subscribe, all of those things, so that the world may come to know the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Amen.